This is Secondhand Wisdom, and I'm your host, Khadija. And before I even start this topic, I just want to pray about having the Holy Spirit kind of say exactly what's supposed to be said. So if you want to give me a moment just to say, Holy Spirit, please come through me so that way it can come be conveyed the way it's supposed to be said. But if you're new to this channel, I usually discuss things that I have learned that's been passed down or that's been brought to me. I am a Christian. It's a Christian-based podcast. And one topic that I want to talk about is being filled with the Holy Spirit when you are enter a room. So the reason I say it like that is because I don't know if about you guys, but have you guys ever asked for some advice from somebody, whether they're a Christian or not Christian, and like you just feel like their answer is wrong or not what you want or not what you wanted to hear? Like your answer, what they said was not what you were hoping they were going to say or the advice they were going to give you. And I'm only saying this because I'll give you an example. When I was very young and I was in Sunday school, my parents were Christian, but they didn't go to church with me. So I was like, they were Christian, but they were not like, they were kind of lukewarm Christians. And, you know, like you go home, there was no like, pressure to, you know, always, you know, read the Bible, like every day, all that stuff. So going to church was where I learned a lot about God and a lot about his goodness and stuff like that. So I had a Sunday school teacher and I was having a tough time at home. I was like really just struggling at home. We were just being combative, like with my family, like my parents. I was just like kind of not, I was pretty much not, we were just having arguments. And so I asked my Sunday school teacher, you know, hey, you know, I told her I was like having some hard times at home. And I think I was in like middle school or maybe high school. I can't quite remember. I think I might have been in middle school, maybe high school. And I told her this and she told me, you know, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. God gives his toughest battle to his strongest soldiers is what she told me. I did not want to hear that. That was not what I wanted to hear. It's so funny because the advice was so good. It's true. Like, you know, if he thinks you can handle it, he'll provide you with what you need. I personally don't. I'm strong, but I also don't I'm getting off topic. The point is, it was not what I wanted to hear. I really wanted her to say that I can come spend the night with her, like, or stay at her house or be adopted by her. It was what I was originally hoping to hear. And then when you think about that, like, do you really expect, like, someone to just adopt you or just take you in? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just expect, like, your teacher to just take you in and just take you away from your family. And at the time, I was like, oh, I didn't want to hear that. I was like, that's horrible. What kind of advice is that? And you know, we've heard lots of people, whether they're Christian or not Christian, give advice that are just like, kind of like, that was not really helpful. I had another experience, or I actually witnessed this happen to somebody else, where this person who doesn't really join, like, I have a little prayer group going, and he doesn't really join the prayer group often, but he joins every once in a while, and he doesn't join it often. And then so this one specific time he joined the prayer group, and the people in the prayer group were saying things that I was like, oh, now you're gonna scare him off, he's not gonna want to hang out with us or come back to the prayer group, in my head. Because I'm, like, realizing that sometimes we intentionally cause people to, like, stray or people to go away from the faith. And obviously it's never our intentions to cause people to go astray or go away from the faith. But sometimes we, just because we're human and, you know, even when we're filled, we have the Holy Ghost in us, like, we have to ask him, like, hey, Holy Spirit, can you take over this conversation wherever you want to go, you know? Because in a way, sometimes we'll say things that will hurt people's feelings unintentionally. Sometimes we'll do things that will make people feel some type of way and, like, away from the faith. And I'm bringing this up because I'm realizing that I do this sometimes, maybe unintentionally. Like, sometimes we'll say things that, like, cause people to be rubbed the wrong way or made feel like they're made fun of, when in reality, maybe that's not your goal. Your intention was to do that, but unintentionally you do that. And so that's one thing I want you guys to kind of keep me accountable of. And also, like, just in general, I'm trying my best to do better at that. It's just asking when I enter a room, I want to go ahead and ask the Holy Spirit in my mind or out loud, or preferably in my mind, to just be with me and help me to be kind of be someone's answer, not answer prayer, but more like help me to be, give the information to the person on the other end, is what, give them what they need, like, you know, not what they need, but like give them the advice that they might be looking for if they're asking for it, you know. Just because I realize how easy it is just to say things without even realizing how it may affect other people, because again, we're humans, so we say things without really thinking how they may affect people or make them feel or stray or whatever. But then you realize that once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you ask, you say, Holy Spirit, please, you know, help me in this situation. Say what you want me to say. That way the person on the other end is genuinely feeling it from the Holy Spirit and like Jesus, and understanding that, you know, you care about them. Last episode, I did talk about the fruit of the Spirit, which is so interesting because that kind of ties into this being filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is so patient. I generally am so impressed with, obviously, Jesus. I'm so impressed with the Holy Spirit. I'm so impressed with the angels. I'm impressed with the Holy Spirit because of how patient the Holy Spirit is and how they will let you have free will, how the Holy Spirit will let you have free will. And sit back and let you do your thing, make you choose whatever you want to do, and they will sit back and let you do that, but also not let you go. If you need them, they'll be there, which is so amazing. Because can you imagine if, you know, like, you know, parents understand this very well, being a parent, teaching the kid, like, not to do things and just being patient with them as they're learning and they're growing, but also being there for them is very difficult. And I just say, I'm just one of the things that I think about when I think about the Holy Spirit, I think about how patient the Holy Spirit is and how, that's just an amazing thing for me personally, because I have patience. But, like, can you imagine, just, I'm not a parent, but I can understand how it hard is to be there for your child, but also, you know, let them decide to do what they choose to do, you know, let them have free will. But back to the whole thing where I want to go and let the Holy Spirit fill me when I enter a room. So that way, when I present myself to people into a room, that it's what the Holy Spirit knows what this person may need. And not just, you know, I'm thinking about it now, specifically this one instance where I've seen this person never joins the group ever. He joins the group, but not always. And I didn't want him to join the group. And then, you know, there's been time where he joined the group, and then, like, for maybe like a month or two, he won't join the group again, and he'll come back. And I just want, like, you know, can you imagine, like, finally you got this person to join your group, and you want to make sure you say things so that they can stay in the group and not want to leave the group, because will this person come back tomorrow? I don't know, because of the fact that, like, they just, I don't know if what was said hurt their feeling or how that made them feel. But I am really going to try to hold on to making sure that I ask for the Holy Spirit to guide me when it comes to, because I want to make sure I say the thing that the person needs, because I'm trying to better myself and have a better relationship with Jesus. And if you haven't heard my testimony, you can watch, I think, my first episode, and you can hear my testimony. And yeah, so this episode was kind of, like, different from what I usually do, but it's just this episode was just kind of geared towards talking about having the Holy Spirit fill you as you going to a room or going to a place just so that way in case someone needs something or needed an answer and advice from you, that you will give them the advice that they actually need or will be beneficial slash helpful for them. Because at the end of the day, we're not mind readers. We're not like clairvoyants. We won't know what the person on the other end needs or want or what is helpful for them in that moment in time, you know? So it's best just to ask the Holy Spirit to be with you as you're enter a room. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, please go ahead to our socials and go to Secondhand Wisdom and give it a like. You're already, if you're probably listening to this on YouTube, Instagram, you're probably listening to this YouTube, Spotify, or other socials. So yeah, if you're there, just go ahead and just like the button. Give us a like, and we'll see you next week. Bye.